We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Ed. Great. Hey, get us to the bottom of what's going on with Haley and Ben. Did he yell at him? The TV showed him yelling, "Shut the bleep up, Ben." And then Haley says yesterday he's yelling at an assistant coach who you later identified as Danny Smith. What do you make of all of it?
He was yelling at Danny Smith. You know, Danny was, I can only assume Danny was, you know, wondering what they were going to do if they had to kick the extra point. And he told them to shut up.
Does Ben and Dan look the same when you're reading lips, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Ron, I don't read lips. I got sources. That's all I can tell you.
Well, what's interesting to me there, Ed, is Todd wanted to kick the extra point. And usually in those situations, isn't the offensive coordinator the guy that argues to go for two? Because he's got the most confidence in his offense to get it, in theory, or at least he should.
You know, I don't know. We're picking this apart like a Zapruder film.
I'm not asking you about the video.
Theory. I don't know.
Ed, I'm not.
What is a little unusual when TV makes a big deal of the offensive coordinator cursing out his coach? That's why we're asking you about it, not the Zapruder tape.
Well, no, you were asking me why the Andrew didn't ask me that. He asked me why. Wasn't it unusual that the offensive coordinator wanted to go for 1 point, not that he was cursing out his
assistant
coach. That's what Ben said afterwards, right?
That he heard voices
he
that
guys.
No, I think he said it after the game that Tomlin wanted to kick. I wanted to go for it there, and Haley wanted to kick it.
Whatever, you know. I mean, that to me is immaterial. You know, maybe Haley didn't think he had to play for.
Okay.
From the 7 yard line, I don't know.
Tomlin
rule. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
They went for it. And they got it.
They got it.
And you guys sound surprised. Even if he was cursing out Ben, which he wasn't, that he was cursing out Ben happens all the time. Go back and look at Todd's history. He's done it forever. All kinds of people. He learned under Parcells.
Yeah. Well, so you're sensing surprise in our voices.
You guys are all upset, even if he was cursing at Ben.
Well,
that he was yelling at an assistant coach.
Well,
you think this is church?
No, I'm not. First of all, I think that's a mischaracterization. The second thing is, what I don't think is disputable is the fact that Todd Haley has been criticized by multiple members of his offense throughout this season, which is usually something, Ed, that stays in-house. So if we want to just say that what happened on Sunday on the two-point conversion is immaterial, I'll listen to that. But what isn't immaterial is that the wide receiver said, if I don't get the ball more, trade me. The running back said after an awful game plan in Jacksonville, I needed to get the ball more. The wide receiver pulled himself away from Haley, pretty much disrespected him in the middle of the Baltimore game. And it seems like every week Ben says we should do it this way instead of that way. So...
Sounds like a lot of me going on, doesn't it?
Okay, yeah, and that's where I want to steer the conversation, Ed. That's where I want to steer the are those criticisms of Haley, or are those guys being too selfish, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, Antonio Brown, 3 or 4 years ago, and I wrote about this, I think it was in Kansas City, where he threw a fit on a sideline with Haley. So this is nothing new for Antonio. Martavis Bryant, who cares what he says? You know, he asked to be traded. I mean, why is that a reflection of Todd Haley? Is he supposed to be, like, feeding him the ball all the time because he's unhappy?
No, but it is a reflection of the fact that he doesn't like his role in the offense, and the offensive coordinator, you would think, is in charge of his role in the offense.
Well, should his role increase? I mean, do you want to throw him the ball?
That's a great question. You bring that up now, Ed. After what you saw from Martavis the other night, do you feel better about him going forward? I guess Ramon on his show last night said that he was vocal in the huddle, positive. They went to him in a couple key situations.
Yeah, And that's why he's there. That's, you know, but he's not going to get the ball 15 times a game. They have Juju Smith-Schuster, who's also productive. Antonio Brown didn't get the ball a lot the other night, but he came through in a key situation at the end. They're giving the ball a whole lot to Le'Veon Bell. I mean, unless they can produce 20 more offensive plays a game, you know, Martavis isn't going to get the ball that much.
You wrote in the Post-Gazette this week, something's wrong with the offense. So that, yeah, so that's why I'm giving you pretty direct comments or questions about whether the relationship between offensive coordinator and player has something to do with that.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Okay.
To tell you the truth, I think the players have not been playing up to their potential, including the offensive line. I was told by several people that line stunk the other night in the first half, just flat out stunk. So it's not just these skill guys that aren't coming through. And, you know, some of it's the quarterback, and he has admitted it. Antonio Brown dropped one in the lights, lost it in the lights the other day at the 10-yard line, wide open. And we've seen drop passes. We've seen quarterback miss wide open guys, and mm-hmm. wide open guys not catch the ball or not run hard enough, Martavis Bryant. In Chicago to catch that pass. He admitted that. He admitted he slowed down. So there's a lot of dysfunction going on out there.
How about offensive philosophy? The quarterback likes no huddle. The team hasn't really done it that much. He, I think, slammed his fist on the table for it again yesterday when he said on a short week it makes more sense to use it.
I'm all for watching the no huddle because I do believe it's better, but I don't know, these coaches, they're there for a reason, and I think after they look at all the film and everything, they know what's going on better than I do. So
well, why do you think they'd be against it, Ed? I mean, what do you think they'd see on film? They think that because Ben's skills have diminished, he wouldn't thrive in that situation?
You know, one thing Todd said the other day was they run no huddle concepts even when they huddle. It's not a hurry-up offense. It's no huddle.
Right.
Now, just because you huddle doesn't mean the quarterback doesn't go to the line of – or not the line of scrimmage, a shotgun, let's say, and can switch things or, you know, that it's not in the same kind of no huddle mode. It all goes down to how much time's left on the play clock, of course. But it's not a hurry-up offense. It rarely is unless they just need to hurry up.
We're talking to Ed Bouchette of the Post-Gazette here, our Steelers insider on 93.7 The Fan. Ed, I think everybody agrees Joe Haden is a loss. We don't know how long he's going to be out. Just how big of a loss do you think it is?
Well, you know, it is a big loss, Ron. But Cody Sensabaugh was signed to compete against Ross Cockrell, and he won that job. So let's see if he can do it. But Haden won't be out for the season. They've lucked out so far, for the most part, with injuries. Other teams have not. So they're going to have to keep their heads above water until he can come back. Will he be back? The big question. Will he be back when Tom Brady comes to town? That's the question.
Ed, do you think that the Patriots and Steelers are close right now?
No. I think New England's playing far better than the Steelers are right now. But, you know, this team has enough talent that they can catch up and can still make that a pretty good showdown December, 17th.
Dick LeBeau coming back to town. I know the defensive guys have great memories of him. Ben said to expect just about anything.
Well, his defense really isn't that good in Tennessee. It's kind of how when he left Pittsburgh, the defenses weren't that good, and I'm not blaming Dick for that. I think that, you know, they obviously were a team in transition here and decided to make it with Keith Butler rather than LeBeau, where they're giving up the 23rd most points in the league on defense. Tennessee is on average. So, you know, it's not a great defense, but, you know, LeBeau's a good coach, so I'm sure he'll have something, a little wrinkle here or there for them.
Has Martavis Bryant used up all his sick days yet?
That's amazing. You know,
Ed, they've got world-class medical facilities and doctors working for him, and he's sick every week.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's withdrawal. Who knows?
Do you think that we have reason to be cynical of that? What's going on with
him? Yeah, of course. I've never seen a guy sick so often. And it's not like 1 week he missed a whole week sick, so he missed 3 days. It's spread over a number of weeks now. I think it's more than a month. You know, that he's really giving them no reason to trust him. Other than when he's there, he does practice hard. I see it. Players talk about it. You talked about it earlier, how they do. You know, it kind of makes you wonder whether, even though he has a year left on his contract, whether it's really worth having him around next season.
Man,
Ed, are we too critical of this team? It's 7-2, and it's tied for the best record in the AFC. We had Jarrett Bell on. I know you know Jared from USA Today. He says he still thinks the Steelers are the team to beat over New England, and said, from his perspective, what's all the fuss about? Are we too close and too picky here? They're not 2-7. They're 7-2.
Yeah, people always are with the Steelers, Ron. You know that. And expectations are so high. They were so high coming into this year. They, you know, everybody, hey, maybe we're all at fault. Mike Tomlin said the other day, last week I believe it was, maybe some things aren't as good as you think they are. I forget if he said, he didn't say the team, but I think he meant individuals or some areas of the team. And that could be true. But the expectations for this offense particularly were so high, and it hasn't produced like it has in the past. They are 7-2, but it looks like a shaky 7-2. I mean, when you lose to the Chicago Bears, and I'm sorry, the Jacksonville Jaguars, I know they've played well since, but the Jacksonville Jaguars with Blake Bortles at home.
By three touchdowns.
You know, yeah, and they didn't score a touchdown either. Now, it was a better defense shown to be a better defense, Jacksonville, than what a lot of people thought when they came in. But nevertheless, this offense is at home should have been better. But, hey, they won 4 in a row. You're right. Maybe everybody is a little too critical, but, you know, that's life in the big leagues.
Yeah. The expectation is not to squeak into the playoffs. It's to win a Super Bowl here this year. How about Bryant? Is there any chance he doesn't play on Thursday?
Well, if he's sick again, I mean, yeah, I guess there's a chance.
I mean, guys that typically don't practice on Friday don't play on Sunday, and yesterday is kind of a quasi Friday for them, right?
Yeah, it is. It's not as intense a practice that they normally have on Wednesday and Thursday before a Sunday game. You know, it's a looser practice, no pads, and you know, because they're just trying to recover. Tuesday's normally a day off, so they'll practice a little today, even though it's not open for us guys. They'll do some practicing today, and we'll see if he's there.
Ed, what is your thoughts on Thursday night football? You know, we know there's money involved here, and I think even Ramon on the show here the other day said, "Hey, we as players want the extra money, but we hate this game." I think that's exactly right. The players agreed to this, yet it is difficult for them to play Thursday after a Sunday game. Does that affect the quality of play?
Yeah, I think it does, Ron. You know, sometimes it's sloppier. And it's not so much, I don't think, maybe the viewer is concerned about the quality of play, but I think these players, you know, they get worn down. They're more susceptible to injury because they're not recovered. And I don't mean recovering from injuries, just physically recovering from their previous game. So I think they're more tired, and when you are like that, you're more susceptible to injuries. I don't like it. Hey, look, I'm going to enjoy the weekend off. Selfishly, I do like it when they're playing at home on Thursday night, but I don't think it's a good thing. You know, they're talking about 18 games. They've talked about it forever. The players revolted against that because, you know, of health issues. I think if they eliminated the Thursday night games and added a bye week, at least you could, you know, maybe open that to discussion.
Ed, the offensive line, you said you heard that they had a bad first half against the Colts. The sack numbers are good. You know, it's not like Roethlisberger. I think he had two games in a row where he didn't get hit. Is there anybody up front you look at and say, you know, this guy has not played the way I thought he would or expected from him this year?
No, I, you know, I'm tough. I can't, I don't evaluate lines very well. Pony, okay. I just, you know, I've heard this from other people. And you look at the run numbers, they're not very good as far as average. You know, Le'Veon's 3.8. But on the other hand, I think it's tougher to block for a guy like that. You know, and I still, personally, I'd like to see them use a little more of Connor in there and even Watson. Not big doses, but, you know, spell Le'Veon in there. Get a little different kind of runner in there. Every time they put Connor in, they send him around in, and he gains 12 yards.
Yeah. But then he doesn't get the ball again.
I think it's tougher to block for Le'Veon. I really do. I think they have to hold their blocks longer. Guys aren't used to blocking like that. You know, it's firing out and blocking somebody. And in the meantime, your guy isn't hitting the hole. He waits.
Ed, before the season, when you did your wins, losses, did you have a win over Tennessee this week?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did, Ron.
You still feel that way?
Oh, yeah, I think they'll beat them. I do. I thought they were going to beat Chicago and Jacksonville, too. But, you know, I don't have a good record picking them this year. But, yeah, I who did I pick it for? I sent it to KDK TV. I think I picked 31-16.
This is a stern test for the run defense.
31 points for an offense that hasn't scored 30 yet.
It's time, Ron. It's time. Time. They're at home. Everybody's coming down on them. I think you'll see more no huddle. This is the time to do it. I think they're a little geared up to show Dick LeBeau that their offense can handle.
You think they can stop those running backs? Henry, Murray, even the quarterback's a threat.
I know. And they've had some big games, too, at times. 16 points. Yeah, I guess I'm figuring they can.
Ed, thank you as always. We'll look forward to seeing you Thursday night. Have a great day.
We'll break down that Zapruder film before we bring you back on next Wednesday.
Make sure you get a real good professional lip reader in there.
Okay.
Thanks, Ed.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.